And now we're joined by Kellen Grady, tonight's Atrium Health Defensive Player of the Game. Kellen, first of all, congratulations on a big win, first A-10 victory of the season. Talk to us about what it was like, the first true road game going to the Ryan Center, a little bit different than you're used to.
Yeah, I mean, it was great that we got our first win during league play and against a tough Rhode Island team with the ability to really put some pressure on us getting to the rim and on the offensive glass. But, you know, it's definitely been a unique experience so far, playing on the road, not, you know, accustomed to the usual Ryan Center with, you know, 8,000-10,000 people with a ton of energy. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's what the entire NCAA is going through now. So I think a lot of us are kind of used to just, you know, bringing the energy from our bench and trying to support each other without fans.
And Kellen Fats Russell, you drew the tough defensive challenge tonight, and you passed with flying colors. Talk about what it's like playing against Fats, the threat that he possesses, and then how you went about defending him tonight.
Yeah, Fats is a tough cover. You know, when you have 7 or 8 inches on somebody, it's obviously an advantage because you can give him a little more of a cushion and rely on your length, but it's tougher to stay in front of jitterbug, quick 5'8", 5'9", guys that, quite frankly, are just faster and quicker than I am. But, you know, Fats is a great player. He's been a respected player in the league for his whole career. First team All-Conference last year, I believe. So, you know, it was definitely my biggest focus was containing him. And we contained him last year. We played Rhode Island at home towards the latter half of the conference season. And I think Rhode Island goes if he goes. So if we can contain him and make it difficult for him, hopefully it's easier to contain the rest of the team.
Kellen, what about, I mean, you and Fats both are on that short list of top A-10 players. What's it like when you two guys get together and battle? You're 4 years into it. I mean, what are those little moments like against each other? You know each other pretty well by this point.
Yeah, I think for he and I, there's definitely a level of mutual respect. But he's a competitor. You know, he's focused on his team and how he can help his team win the game. And same goes for me. But, you know, there's definitely a level of mutual respect. We've been going at it twice a year, four years now, and actually three times my freshman year when we had him in the championship. So, familiar face, and I guess getting a little more familiar with this game. He's been a tough cover for years, so.
And what about the response tonight after a frustrating night the other night against Charlotte? What are you most proud of that you guys did tonight across the board?
I thought we were the more physical team, and I think that was what hurt us against Charlotte. Coach really challenged our toughness and our resiliency after dropping a game we felt we should not have lost. So I think that's what I'm most proud of, just being able to respond after losing at home in a game we wish we could take back and putting that behind us and recognizing the opportunity to play our first conference game and get a win on the road against a respectable team. I think that shows a lot of resiliency and I think kind of foreshadow some of the potential we have for this season.
One of your fellow seniors in Bates Jones, Kellen, he has really gotten himself in great positions on the court. He's always around the basketball. Tonight he had 12 rebounds. He didn't score, but he had 12 rebounds. Talk about what he is bringing to the table right now coming off the bench.
Yeah, Bates was terrific tonight. I think he controlled the glass better than he's a couple seats behind me. But Bates controlled the glass. He was great in ball screen coverage, and he showed a lot of toughness tonight, which was something we need. And credit to all our bigs. I think all our bigs did a really good job on the glass. And we limited Rhode Island's front court, I thought, pretty well. And Bates just does what he's asked every day, and he plays as hard as anyone on the team. And You know, his toughness, I think, speaks for itself, as we always see that. So.
And, Kellen, before I let you go, what most excites you about this version of the Wildcats?
I think we have a lot of different pieces. We can beat you in a lot of ways. You know, I think a couple games ago we saw 17 threes go in against Georgia Southern, and today was more of a kind of a grinded-out game. We had some ugly possessions. We had a few too many turnovers, but we were still able to dig down and find a way to win a game. And we also have, I think, the potential to beat you inside like we almost did against Texas when our front court combined for, I think, 29 points. And so I think we have a versatile team, and we can beat you in a lot of ways. And I think that's what excites me most about, going into the new year and finishing up this year.
Well, Kellen, thanks so much for your time. Great to talk to you, as always. Safe travels back to Davidson. We'll see you next Tuesday against Vanderbilt.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That was Kellen Grady, our Atrium Health Defensive Player of the Game. For defense for your body, when it comes to the best for your health, the choice is clear. Atrium Health is the only health system in the region nationally ranked by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more at atriumhealth.org/best.